Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Off and running as hour two rolls on here on The Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. Den Day filling in for Jenks today, and it's Tuesday, which means it's a teaser Tuesday here on the show. And so normally I like full transparency, and we always talk about our wins as well as our losses. So, Den, usually there is one team that ruins my teaser, and that's why I always ask the question, who ruins my teaser? But this week it was two teams, so it was not my best effort on the teaser front. Sometimes I win these, but usually it is one team that loses. But let me tell you. Okay, so the first leg of my teaser last week was the Patriots minus one. That was an easy win. The Pats won 32-13 over the Browns. But then this is where the problem started. So I had the Cowboys plus nine. I thought that their offense was good enough to at least keep it close and give us a backdoor cover on that number. But they got boat raced. The Broncos scored 44 points, and the Cowboys could only muster 24 points. But the most frustrating out of all these picks was my third leg of this. I had the Falcons minus one against the Dolphins. The Dolphins head coach, to me, looks like he is actively trying to get fired, but yet the Falcons lost at home 34-10 to the Dolphins. I included this in my handicap. I said, I don't know if I should be trusting the Falcons. And now I know for sure I should not be trusting the Falcons ever.
Ever. Point blank. Period. Ever. Done. You're on the bad list. You're in timeout. Yeah, that line didn't even really move a ton, Chelsea, when we found out that Kirk Cousins was going to play instead of Michael Penix. And they still got boat raced. What an embarrassing performance. I've been a Kirk Cousins fan for a number of years. I liked him when he played here in D.C., and he seems like a likable guy. Shops at Kohl's and Old Navy. I shop at Kohl's and Old Navy. You know, Kirk Cousins and I got that in common. Different paychecks, but we got that in common. He's just not that good anymore. He's not. And he's basically stealing money from organizations now. Like, they're paying him an awful lot of money to get boat raced by the Miami Dolphins with their coach looking like a zombie. On this, I mean, they made Tua look good. I didn't know that was possible in the year of our Lord 2025.
Right, and it's not just Kirk Cousins. Like, statistically, this was supposed to be one of the better defenses in the NFL. And I know stats sometimes can pad things, but like 34 points to the Dolphins? Come on, man. So the Falcons fall under the category of teams kind of like the Jaguars, where no matter how good they look, on a one-week basis, and you say, whoa, the Falcons got a big win over, who was it, the Bills? Or, yeah, they beat the Bills. And you're like, whoa, the Falcons are for real. The Falcons are never for real. And
they're
this is like
real.
It feels like a thing that's stretched multiple years, where you're like, okay, the Falcons, are we for real? Most years, they are not. Even when they were very, very good with Matt Ryan, then they had that infamous loss in the Super Bowl. What was it, 28-3?
28-3. I've seen tattoos of that. They're the week-to-week Falcons. No one epitomizes that phrase more than Atlanta.
Yeah, except for maybe the Jags. Like, I feel that way about the Jaguars, too, where sometimes you see them, they're like, oh, they beat the Chiefs. Trevor Lawrence is scrambling for his life, and they looked all right. And then they'll, like, lose to somebody terrible. So, like, the Falcons and Jags are teams that I don't want to bet on with, like, a 10-foot pole.
No, I'm done. I'm with you. I'm done on the Jags. I think I'm done with the Trevor Lawrence. I can't. I can't put my hard-earned American currency on Trevor Lawrence anymore.
It's so crazy to think that Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be like a can't-miss prospect. Mm-hmm. And he's had flashes. And I will say it doesn't help the organizational miscues that the Jags have had while he is there. But it just goes to show that, like, nothing's promised in the NFL. Like, no matter how great you are, no matter, like, how much, like, talent and skill and projectability you have to the NFL, is that sometimes it doesn't work out. And maybe he'll be one of those guys in, like, 5 years where it's, like, a reclamation project where, like, whoa, is Trevor Lawrence actually good? Because we've seen it with some other quarterbacks, like with Sam Darnold. So do you think that, like, all of this adversity is just sharpening his iron for, you know, later down the road? Maybe he goes to a different team and he's actually good.
I do think maybe he goes to a different team and he's actually good. That's just the curse of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know what they did to earn this curse, but there's clearly something there. I don't know. Maybe him and Kyler Murray should swap. Send Trevor Lawrence to Arizona.
Team,
you know,
swap.
Kyler Murray, you know, yeah. Send Kyler over there. Kyler can be running for his life in London. They'll think he's so awesome over there. And then Trevor Lawrence can throw to Marvin Harrison Jr. and Trey McBride. Mm. And you're like, oh, this actually kind of looks like what you looked like at Clemson. This might be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll see. Like, the NFL's funny like that. Because there was talent once there, and it's wild to me that Trevor Lawrence was one of those quarterbacks that, remember when we talked about, like, how much of a winner he was? Where they're like, he hasn't lost a game since, like, his junior year of high school. And then he goes to Clemson and, like, runs the table. Now all he does is lose.
Now all he does is the inverse of DJ Khaled.
Oh, no. I am dunking on the Jags and the Falcons, and I'm sorry. I'll stop it. There are probably some Jags and Falcons fans that are like, come on, we're already struggling. Listen, I'm a Titans fan, so I feel you.
If anyone can kick them while they're down, it's you. Like, you can get a couple extra in there.
Yeah, because I'm kicking up. So I'm in the ninth rung of hell. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fine. I'm just going to be biting ankles, you know, while I'm laying on the ground. All right, so enough chit-chat. Let's get to Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right. So who's it going to be this week that ruins the teaser? Is it going to be one team? Is it going to be two teams? Are all three going to be a nightmare? Or do I actually win this week? That is the question. So, Den, I feel very good about two legs of this teaser, but there's one that I kind of have a question on. So let me run this by you. So first leg of the teaser that I feel super confident in, maybe it's square, but I don't care. Lions laying 2.5 against the Vikings. Don't know if you've seen the news, but Carson Wentz is now on the injured list, which I feel like he's been injured for a lot of the season, but now they're down JJ McCarthy, they're down Carson Wentz, And the Lions feel like an absolute wagon. That offense is so hard to stop, especially at home. Lions minus 2.5 hosting the Vikings. Next up, we're going to fade the team that I follow because it is disastrous watching the Titans week in and week out. So we're going to go with the Chargers minus 4 against the Titans. Obviously, these are teased down numbers. So the Chargers are laying 10 against the Titans, but you dumb it down to 4. I feel like that is a very easily coverable number. And then finally, here's the one that I have the question marks about. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Bengals at home plus 8.5 against the Bears. Or you could switch that one out and you could use the Broncos plus 7.5 at the Texans. But the Texans proved me very, very wrong last week, so I am not inclined to go against them. So who ruins my teaser?
So those last two are very tough ones. I think your first one is spot on with the Lions. I believe, we don't know this for sure because it's only Tuesday, Max Brosmer is going to get the start from Minnesota. I don't know what you know about Max Brosmer, Chelsea. I watched him a little bit in college at Minnesota. Didn't know he was in the NFL. So this is news to me. Congratulations to him. This is news to me. Can't believe he's here. So I like that one. Chargers and Titans, like that one. I kind of feel like the Broncos should be the one there because I don't know if the Texans have fixed all of their issues, and I feel like that Bronco defense is going to be good enough to really get after and mess with C.J. Stroud, but then it's confusing to me that they're already the underdog because it's not like Houston's a tough place to play. I know they're on the road, but you're not traveling across the country. You're not going overseas. It's not a tough environment. So that line freaks me out a little bit. But I feel like I'd feel a little bit more comfortable in them than the Bengals and the Bears. I think the Bears are going to have a big-time offensive showing this weekend because they did not look good against the Ravens, which was a bad defense. I think they absolutely they need this one this weekend. This is if the Bears don't win, all hell. I mean, you talk about the ninth rung of hell. If there's a tenth rung, that's what is going to be experiencing in Chicago. They're going to be Dante's Inferno is going to come right in front of that little bean. You know, stat is that a statue? What is that called? Art.
We're digging.
I don't know
deep
what
now.
It is. Yeah, we're digging really deep into Chicago. Double D, is that technically a statue? That little bean thing there. Well, anyway, Dante's Inferno is going to open up in front of the bean thing there, and that's just going to succumb Chicago if they lose to the Bengals.
Well, because I think this is a similar handicap to maybe I need to be learning my lesson here. Is what I thought with the Cowboys and the Broncos last week. Is me saying okay. If you have an offense that can sling it, hopefully you can keep it close. But it's the same problems with the Cowboys as it is with the Bengals defense. So here's what I feel like I should have done. And listen, I am not somebody who's normally advocating teasing totals, but I do think we see a lot of points in this Bears and Bengals game. So maybe you tease the total and you say, okay, total's 52.5. That's a touch high. You can tease it down to 46.5. Maybe that's another option. But at the very heart of things, like, you're not supposed to tease totals because points are more at a premium when it comes to these lines. But let me go back to this Broncos one because this is another one where I don't want to go against the books again. Because last week I went against the books and I was like, why are the Texans favored against the Niners? Like, the Texans don't look like a team that is good to me. And they beat the Niners pretty comfortably. So, again, do I want to go against the books for a second straight week and lose for a second straight week? I'm not so sure. So that line looks fishy to me, so maybe I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, I think if that's your logic, I agree with that, and I would stay away from that one. I don't hate teasing the total in that Bengals-Bears game because I am expecting a ton of offense, and that 52 number is really high. So if you're getting that at 50 or 46, I don't hate that. I know it goes against the traditional rules of it, but I think that might be a smart play.
Yeah, if I would have done that with the Cowboys and the Broncos, I would have had a winning teaser leg.
You'd come in with jewelry.
So I was like,
you know?
You can't tease toodles. Because that's the thing. There are some of these, like, quote-unquote rules in betting that are like, they're not rules, but it's just like general guidelines. So like people kind of dunk on you like, you shouldn't be teasing totals. Because I will say this, you should not be teasing college games because those points are usually not at a premium.
Yeah,
but in the NFL, that's where teasers usually reign supreme. All right, hour three is on deck here on the show. Our biggest takeaways from the Chiefs and Commanders game last night. Should the Chiefs be Super Bowl favorites? It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.